Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Worst First. We're super lucky today because we are in a different podcast studio, an actual professional one that has the proper cameras and things. So I'm so excited. Brennan and Jake Taylor are here today on the podcast. I'm so excited because you guys have a podcast that I just did called Share Your Scare, which I love because I'm so into horror shit.
Yeah, it was good.
That's all I talk about.
You have a lot of spooky stories, too.
I do. I'm a spooky girl.
You are a spooky girl.
You guys are like, get me out of here.
Yeah. Hey, fucking, Steve, can we cut this?
Fucking witch, get out of here. I love it. No, I know. It's like kind of crazy, but like I was asking like how you guys got into scary stuff. Like what all of a sudden were you like, I liked scary stuff, and you started doing it on your YouTube channel?
Actually, you know, it kind of goes with the worst first. So I actually kind of, you know, the first time I ever played the Ouija board and got into scariness is kind of what ultimately attracted me into, you know, wanting to play it more, and which brought it into YouTube and then into podcasting. But actually, I was doing a little like high school movie for my film class, and we wanted to make it about a scary movie, and we wanted to make it about Ouija boards. So we were like, we got to go get a Ouija board, and we got to see if this thing actually works. So we go and get a Ouija board, and at first, you know, we bought it from Toys R Us, so we didn't think this thing's gonna work.
How crazy is it that Toys R Us sold Ouija boards?
It's insane. So anyways, we get this Ouija board, we go up to his weird, scary, creepy attic, and we decide that's the right place that we need to play it. So it was me, him, and this girl, and we're like, all right, we got to test this real, so let's ask questions about this girl. She's not playing, it's just me and my homie. So like, let's ask questions about the girl, because if like we wouldn't know the answer, so we couldn't be faking this. So it starts answering these questions about this girl. Super weird. So at that moment we knew it was real. Anyways, we take a little break. We went back up, just me and him now. We're like, okay, we know it's real. Now let's go try to actually play it. So we go up there together. We're asking it questions. It starts answering it. And finally I ask it, where are you from, right? Where are you? And the board starts to spell H-E-L-L. And at this moment, my heart drops to my ass. Like, I literally feel like I could.
You don't think your friend was moving it at all? Like, you guys
no
were
way,
both
because
barely touching
our,
it?
Our scaredness matched each other. Whoa. And, like, he wasn't an actor, nothing like that. Like, this was, like, we were terrified. I was like, bro, I'm done. I can't play this anymore. He's like, I don't want to play this either. And I was like, we have to say goodbye. He's like, no, fuck this. So we both rip up our hands, right? Like, you're not supposed to do that at all. You're supposed to say goodbye. We rip up our hands, and our other friends that were downstairs thought it would be a funny idea to shut the attic. You know how, like, how's those steps that you can pull down? They shut the attic on us, so we're stuck up here. I decide, you know what, I'm getting out of here, whether I get hurt or not. I jump on the attic thing goes down. Luckily I didn't fall, but like I kind of like balanced and went down. My friend follows right after me, and I kid you not, 2 seconds later the board comes flying down after us, and there was nobody left up there. So that was the first, like, my, like, it was like the worst time because it was terrifying. And later on, like a month later, I'm telling someone else this story exactly, and my nose starts bleeding. Never had a nosebleed in my life. Starts gushing down. And at that moment was kind of the moment that I was like, damn, like, this shit's real. I want to explore it more for like YouTube and stuff and let other people see it.
Do you feel like something attached itself to you ever? Like, or do you feel like you got it rid of it?
I personally don't feel like anything has really like attached itself to me. I do try to sage and I do try to like, you know, use positive words of affirmation. And although I try to stay very like positive in my life, you know, I always carry crystals with me. I'm surprised I don't have one on me right now, but I always have like a black onyx or something. I have like rings with black onyx just to keep away negative energy and stuff. So luckily I don't feel like anything is attached to me, but Jake and I have been in some very sketchy situations where something could have followed us. Like, I've literally been in Japan at Suicide Forest.
Yeah, like, he's gone.
Did you guys both go there?
I didn't go there. I just went to Suicide Forest.
And you walked through it?
Walked through it. Did you see bodies? We think we saw a body in the distance. We didn't want to go up to it and like do all that, but it's very possible that there was a body. A lot of people commented saying that there is a body at like the 50-minute mark of the video that we didn't see. We walked right by it. So, I mean, it was just so dark.
What did you feel like when you were in there?
It felt a lot of sadness. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of overwhelmed you. And you kind of just kind of, that sadness just turns into like this weird fear where you're like shaking. Like, you were talking about your anxiety a lot. It kind of felt like that. Like, I was just shaking. And I don't usually get anxiety or anything like that. And I couldn't stop shaking. I was like it was almost like I was cold or something, but I wasn't.
But you weren't cold. Yeah, that's like a panic attack.
Yeah. It was literally like a panic attack all throughout this place. And I've never had one of those in my life. And it was just such a weird feeling being in there.
Do they tell people not to go in there?
It's a forest. Like, you can go in there.
Isn't there like a park that's like right?
Yeah, there's a forest. It's a forest and there's a trail. Like, you can walk the trail and you can do it whatever you want. Then there's this point where there's like a marker where you can't go any further. You can if you jump it like we did, but it's recommended that you don't, because this forest is so vast and you can't even see the sky when you're in there. It's like completely forest, covers the sky, that it's advised not to go past this point because a lot of people go past it and get lost. So even the people that don't want to end up, you know, ending their lives in there end up dying because they get lost and they can't find their way out of this forest that's so massive.
And you guys still went past the marker?
Yes. Well,
How did you know you brought tape?
We brought these little tape things to tape around trees every like 50 feet or so that we knew where to follow our trail to go back out.
That was smart. Yeah. Then there's like some psycho following you, just moving them all around. Little demon.
It could have, you know.
Just making hearts out of them and like fuck you signs. Like, what?
It could have happened.
That's
it was so scary.
What part of Japan is that in?
That's in it's called the Akihabara Forest. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact place it is. It's right by Mount Fuji. Maybe I can look it up.
Did you go there specifically to do that?
We went there knowing that that was the ultimate video we were going to make when we were out there.
Were you with Logan?
No. We went before Logan did that. We were there. It was me and a couple other YouTubers doing a...
Whoa.
It was Akihabara. That's the part of Japan, I guess. So
you flew out there specifically to go do that.
Yes. We went to all the other parts. Like, we went to Tokyo. We did all like that fun stuff, like other parts of Japan as well. And then that was the final thing.
And so you guys did a lot of scary stuff together on your YouTube channel. What was the scariest thing that you did that you were like, oh my God, this is the fucking worst. This is so fucked up.
What would you say?
The island.
Oh my God.
What island?
We were in Italy.
Tell the whole story. Okay. So every year he buys us like, or buys the family like a trip somewhere. So Aww. He bought us a trip to Italy. We all went out there. We still try to create content while we're out there, you know? And it's this one night. Was it our first night there?
Yeah.
Our first or second night there.
In Venice for 2 days or 3 days.
So we're at the hotel bar just drinking, and Brennan's like looking for haunted stuff. He's like, all right, let's find a haunted video place. Like, let's find something. And he's like, oh, look at this island. Look at this island.
It was an abandoned island that basically they were sending bodies during like the Black Plague. Like, people who had the plague, they would send them there to die. Because they wanted them away from like,
everybody.
It was like 50 miles out of Venice, like just out there by itself. Like, once you're there, you're there. You're not coming out.
So he was determined to get there, you know? So we asked the bartender, we're like, yo, do you know anyone with a boat that can take us over there? He's like, can I buy a canoe? And after we got there, we realized you couldn't get there on a canoe. He basically told
the best bet for you if you really want to go there is just go start asking random people with boats. So I'm walking down the canals of Italy and I'm like, hey, can you take me to Pro Velia? We don't speak Italian. So some of them understood us and they were like, no, I won't go there. Finally, we find one random guy who's like,
he's all drunk. He's like, eh.
This is the thing. He was like fucking weird. And he was like, yeah, I'll take you there for 250 euros or whatever. And we're like, okay, you know, it seemed like a lot of money, but I was like, I'm going to make this video, so it's going to be dope. Anyways, I'm like, all right. He's like, meet me back here in 30 30 minutes or an hour. And I was like, all right, dope. I get back there. The guy's gone. He's not there. Some random other
it's
dude.
It's a different dude.
Different dude is like, come, come. I'm taking you to Provilia. And we're like, we might.
And you guys got on the boat?
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have fucking just killed you and taken all your shit.
And that's what
we're with our mom. Our mom was like, she didn't come with us. She stayed back. So, like, we had someone on, like,
on the
mainland.
The mainland, yeah. To, like, kind of look out for us. But anyways, we get to this island. They only gave us, like, an hour and a half to explore this island before he was going to leave, right? My whole fear the whole time was they drove us there and the guy was, like, sitting at the boat. My whole fear was he was going
to
leave.
Well, there were signs coming up to us, like, gated all around us, like, no trespassing, like, danger, do not come here. So we're all pulling up to him. We're like, okay, is the guy gonna leave and then come back in an hour? Because if he sits there, it's kind of obvious that we're gonna get caught by the police if he's just sitting in a boat outside. So we get off the boat, go do our exploring, and it was crazy.
It was eerie. It was scary. Like, there's buildings on this. It was like a mental institute.
But there was no one there.
No one there.
And it's overgrown.
Not physical people.
Yeah.
You know, at least. But it was an old mental hospital over there, too. A mental institute. So we're, like, going in and out of the buildings, looking at stuff. We're hearing noises.
Just you guys?
Just us two.
We're the only people
ones on the island. That we know of.
Yeah.
And it was the most weird feeling. It really felt like people were watching us. It felt like someone else was there, but we couldn't see anyone. We'd hear noises. I thought maybe there was a wild animal or something. I don't know, but something else was there. Anyways, we explored this whole place. We get to this point where we start to see smoke coming out of one of the buildings. And we're like sitting here, like, we're the only ones here. Why is there smoke?
Yeah, I was like at a pile of rocks.
We have it on video. Like we were filming, you know, and we film and we could see smoke coming up. And I'm like, this is not good, Jake. I immediately had this feeling. And my mom always tells me, trust your gut. I had this feeling that someone was framing us and that someone was going to burn down the island and that we were the only two on the island. We were going to get
charged. We were the dumb Americans.
We were going to get, you know, framed in Italy.
You saw smoke coming?
Smoke, yeah. Like fire. And I was like, this
maybe
is...
there was homeless people that lived there.
How would they get there?
Yeah.
It's an island, 50 miles out from Venice.
Like, there should be no one there. There's no way to get there unless you have your own boat, and there was no other boats around. And anyways, we start freaking out, Jake and I. We start running. Like, we had to get out of this place. Like, my whole thought was that we're going to get to the guy. He's not going to be there anymore. He was planned. The guy that said, meet us in an hour.
You see him with, like, a can of gasoline. He's like, oh.
Literally, those were the thoughts running through my mind. We're running to the boat. We finally, like, we're, like... It was terrifying running through this place because now you're already scared. You know, you're running through an old mental institute trying to find your way out.
We're still filming.
Filming this whole thing. And luckily, like, we got to the guy, and he wasn't into it at all because, like, we get over there. He's like, what's wrong? Like, what the fuck?
We scared him.
He was scared. He was like, come on, like, let's go. And we ended up living. Like, we're here today. We're alive.
Yeah, of course.
But that was probably, like, the scariest thing because it turned from something, like, paranormal to something so real.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I don't even know, maybe it was just in our imaginations the smoke that, but it didn't.
But it was on
video.
Camera, yeah.
But maybe, like, the, I don't know.
Yeah, so
really
that was, like, definitely the weirdest thing because, I mean, most haunted stuff that happened to us is, like, something will move.
Something
but we
will
actually
move
saw
our
something
noise.
With our own eyes, smoke coming up. So
and
it was
like,
just crazy.
And we had that feeling, like, where the hairs on your back of your neck are standing the whole time. And
what's the name of this video if people want to see it on YouTube?
It's called it's Provilia Island. If you just look at Brennan Taylor, Provilia Island, you'll find it. And it was terrifying.
Oh, my God. So people can go watch it.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen – did you know that a lot of times ghosts, they form as smoke? Like, their apparition is smoke.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually, like –
they look like smoke, but it's actually
– I've actually been so tired that I'm driving home, and it's, like, a kind of – not a foggy night, but kind of. And I feel like I've seen, like, people going through my – when I go through my car, I go through smoke, and I thought it was a person. And I'm like, is that a person or is it just smoke? And I'm tripping out, but it could have been a ghost. And I just ran him over.
They can be like, they look like sometimes like dark spirits. Like people have said, like, it looks like dark smoke, but it's like in the shape of a person, but it looks like smoke.
Yeah.
Super freaking scary. Okay. So did you guys ever physically see a ghost with your own eyes?
I've never actually, like, seen a ghost. Like, I've seen little things happen, you know, like something like, you know, the Ouija board moved to something or, you know, I hear a noise in another room when we ask for something to happen. But I've never seen a ghost. And I want to, but at the same time, like, I am kind of scared of the idea of seeing a ghost face to face. But we have talked to people who have seen ghosts, and a lot of them say they literally look like real human beings.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But then you realize they're, like, transparent.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, never
wait
mind.
A second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
that's pretty freaky, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the scariest one that you guys did?
One of. It was one of the scariest. I mean, there's a lot of scary stuff that happens to us, but that was, like, probably one of the top, I feel like. in my opinion.
Yeah, sure. Just because we're in a foreign country and everything.
Yeah, we don't know what.
I can't believe you guys wanted to do that. Like, have you gone to Salem? Have you gone all around?
We've wanted to.
We were getting really big on like doing all the scary stuff.
Yeah.
Right before kind of like COVID happened, like we were traveling. We were doing a lot of food stuff too. We were doing food videos and like haunted travel type videos, but then COVID happened and we kind of had to take a break. But ever actually since COVID happened, I really started getting more in touch with like my religion and spirituality and stuff, that I kind of wanted to stray away from scary stuff now, like more like paranormal type stuff. Like, I don't want to play the Ouija board anymore. I don't want to like play with my own life in a way.
How many times have you played with a Ouija board?
Man, I played with a Ouija board way too many times.
Yeah, at least like a dozen times.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Well, we've had to do it for videos. And like, we really actually play when we're trying to do videos. We're really playing this board, you know.
And you've gone and gotten cleansed and like had your space cleansed.
Yes,
by
I've
someone.
Actually paid. Yeah. I had to pay like $250 one time for a session to get like cleansed, my energy cleansed.
No, it's real.
It's serious.
Because you never know like what portal you're opening. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you really never know. There's a hill in Pennsylvania called Gravity Hill. Have you guys heard of it?
No, we've heard of Gravity Hill. There's one out here too.
Is there?
Yeah.
We actually just recently tried to do it. It didn't work though.
Where was it?
In Sylmar?
Sylmar?
Yeah. But okay, it didn't work for us.
This one actually works. This is in Pennsylvania and it's around where I grew up, and you go up to the hill and you're like, the hill is like this. And you put your car in neutral at like a spot right before the bridge, and your car just gets pulled.
That's crazy.
Up the hill. Yeah. And it's fucking insane. We've done it. And it's really weird.
Yeah, we tried it and we were hoping that it was going to work.
But it didn't work for you guys?
Not out here, yeah.
Is it the same thing where it's a hill and you put your car in neutral and it pulls the car up? So weird.
Ours was just going reverse.
Gravity Hill is the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be so interesting. I mean, I know it's, you know, and that's the thing, is like dabbling with that stuff. And like, I've had a lot of mediums and I've had a lot of like clairvoyants and psychics on my podcast and things like that. And, you know, dabbling with that stuff can be really scary because, you know, demons can mimic, you know, loved ones.
Right.
Yeah. They can mimic, you know, people that you think like, oh, this is my grandma, but it's not. It's a demon.
You don't know what you're bringing.
Hard to tell the difference.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe in demons?
Oh, for sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And ever since, you know, getting more into like religion stuff, I realized like, you know, we're here on Earth for like 80, 90 years, however long you last, you know. But then after that, it's eternal. Like we were talking about on my podcast, like energy, you can't destroy it. What we are, you know, it's what we're always going to be. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I don't know, thinking about that, like the eternal afterlife, and if I fuck up in this life by, you know, inviting demons into it and all
it's
that.
It's like, you wanted to play a game?
Exactly.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah. It's just like, that's the stuff that I've been thinking of recently, and it's kind of strayed me away from even making these videos when things get back to normal. Like, I don't think I'm going to anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably best not to, because it's like, you never know. I mean, when you say you're getting into religion, what do you mean by that? Like, are you practicing like...
I started reading the Bible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I started reading the Bible. I started, you know, I have this book where it's like 40 years of devotions. Mm-hmm. And I just read every single day. There's like a new one. And I've just like started, you know, being more receptive and open to that. Before, I would kind of just say like, oh, I don't believe, you know, just because I didn't have any hard proof. But I realized like, if you like, what makes life worth living is believing in something, you know. And if I just was gonna pass it off because I don't have any hard proof, then I'm just, what am I even living for, you know? So I kind of just opened myself up to more of ideas and stuff, and you know, I feel like it's praying and stuff has really actually helped me just get through my everyday life, and praying for strength and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I just there's no reason not to believe.
Did you guys grow up with religion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We grew up Catholics, but I'm not going to like sit and talk bad about a religion, but like, I feel like I resonate more with Christianity more than Catholicism. Yeah.
I feel like it's like, I wouldn't even put like a certain religion on it. Like, I believe in a higher power, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know what it is.
Exactly. Same thing. Yeah.
And what do you guys think about all like the stuff that's come out with aliens? Like, how does that play into what?
Don't get me started.
No, I want to get you started. I want to talk about it.
I don't even know what I believe, to be honest, but I honestly believe more on the alien side than like the God side. Cause I feel like if we really think about it, maybe the aliens are the gods that we're worshiping.
That's another theory.
You know what I mean? It's the whole thing on that. But I don't know. I think everything that has happened, like, let me retract myself. On Brennan's podcast, or on our podcast, we talked about the frequency thing. Mm-hmm. They're saying that maybe the aliens are like on a different frequency here with us now. Like live, they could be in this room just watching us, you know?
Or living a whole other life at the
and
same
have
time.
No idea. Exactly.
Right. They don't match because we're on different frequencies.
Yeah. I definitely think there's life on other planets.
Have you guys ever Googled pictures of angels? Of what real angels look like?
No.
They're actually so, Google it right now. It's actually so terrifying, some of them.
Really?
Like when you think of an angel, you think of like the traditional angel that you see on your Christmas tree where it's like a person with wings.
I have a tattoo of one.
Right. But when you Google, like type in, type in different types of angels because there's actually several different types of angels.
Yeah.
And the only reason why we resonate so much with the angel that's a person with wings is because that's what they're showing us. Uh-huh. Like this is the most relatable thing to us that doesn't scare us. But if you go to images, you're going to see a bunch of really terrifying images. One of them is a bunch of feathers that's almost in a circle with eyes all throughout of it.
Yeah, there's like animals.
They're all different names. There's animals. There's all different shapes. Like, I mean, the whole angels, aliens, like who knows, you know, and not to like, you know, disturb anyone's religious beliefs. But I feel like it is all intertwined. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to think how big the galaxy is and how much is out there. And now we're starting to realize, you know, I mean, if we haven't already at this point, that there's 100% life out there beyond
for
us.
Sure.
I mean, the fact that we would ever think that we're the only ones is like ignorant.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's absolutely ignorant.
See, but then that, I mean, not to step on people that are religious, doesn't that step on the whole religious thing that they're saying that God created Adam and Eve. Doesn't that go
well? They
like,
say like God created man, which doesn't mean that like we weren't created. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't mean that we weren't created, but that also doesn't mean that something else wasn't created. You know, like somewhere else or created itself.
Right. Or, you know? It just evolved.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, even think about like the pyramids. How we have all the same structures all over the world, and like we didn't have cell phones back then to be like, yo, let's all make pyramids. Someone had to like come down and teach someone how to make a pyramid and how we're all going to do it. You know what I mean? And what's the pyramid even for?
And how did they move?
Yeah.
The stone,
all
right?
Those stones that are hundreds of thousands of pounds back in the day without forklifts.
Yeah.
Without, you know, like they said, like they used like pulley methods and whatnot. But
still
like,
doesn't make
still,
sense.
It's like it would take so many people and so much strength to move those and build them up to the top.
Right.
I know. And they're pointing to... Why are they pointing up? You know, they're like channeling energy to space, to someone else, you know? It's all weird.
Has anyone gone inside? Are you able to go inside?
You can. You guys should do that on your next your next
this thing's cool.
YouTube video. I mean, if you're getting into religion, you know, you can go into the tomb where Jesus was, you know, held.
That'd be crazy.
Before he was crucified.
Yeah. I want to go to Jerusalem.
You could go to Jerusalem. Yeah. You can go and experience it. You can touch the stone that he was laid on. I mean, there's so many cool things that you can do. And I mean, I've watched videos on it, and it's like even just watching the videos, like I feel like I could smell the air in there. And it's like it's so surreal. Like this is where it happened, you know? This is what was written in the scripture. This is where it was, you know? And you can touch all these things and see all these things. I mean, I just think it's so interesting. And then there's also like, have you guys seen those monoliths popping up?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
I have seen that. That's crazy too. I know, I don't know. The first one was crazy. Yeah. After that, I feel like people might have just hopped
created
on a trend.
Yeah.
And
like some tree artists. Because
didn't one of those YouTubers make one? Duke Squad or something?
Yeah, yeah. One of these YouTubers made a video saying like they claimed that they like made it. Like it was their idea to do it.
The original one or the all of them?
I think the one in like Florida or something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
They're pretty crazy looking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like the silver, if you guys Google these monoliths that have been popping up everywhere, it's pretty freaking weird.
It's super weird.
But not only that, it's like the Israeli army came out and Joe Rogan posted about it and said, yeah, extraterrestrials exist.
Oh, yeah,
like they came out and actually said it. And so it's kind of like, it's not even about believing anymore. It's just about, you know, why haven't we seen them? Why haven't we experienced them? I mean, some people have.
Yeah.
The reason why in the article it said that they know that humans will freak out. And they don't want to scare us.
Well, as time goes on, have you realized just like how much crazy information is being withheld from us? Like, for example, recently, maybe a couple months ago, the CIA released like declassified information about this program they were doing where people, it was like a couple of really power, like meditation, you know, monks or something. They would like close their eyes and they would get into a secret bunker that was like millions of, or thousands of miles away. And they would like draw out the schematics of this whole building. And they would tell like the CIA exactly where they, where a person that was captive was put. And then they would go there and they would find the person in that exact place. And like, all this is like stuff that we, you know, we'll see in a movie or something. We think that's too far fetched from reality, but in reality, it's actually happening.
I know that's really weird. If you guys start looking up the stuff that's been declassified lately, there's also another one about, that none of this is real, that this whole world is a simulation. There's like a CIA declassified.
I was watching Elon Musk talk about that last night.
There's a
that
whole freaks me out. CIA declassified file about how this is all a simulation, that we are just living within our own reality of like what my perception of reality is, what your perception of reality is, and it's all a simulation. You can read about it and it shows like all the diagrams about like where we are within it.
Really?
And then it's all just like, you know, and all and time doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like everything is happening at once in different on different planes. It's That's just crazy. Like a mind
fuck. That is crazy. You know, before like I was really before I got into religion more, I used to always just really think reincarnation was the thing. Like,
yeah.
I thought when you die, it was like a video game. I felt like life was like a video game. Like when you die, you went that flash of white light was really your birth. You're coming back out, you know, you're being birthed again because you have to be recycled. I thought, you know, and it makes sense in a way if you really kind of think about it like that. But
do you guys think that your human spirit can be recycled into like a dog or like an animal? Or do you think it's strictly human to human?
I think it could be. I mean, Brennan's dog is straight up like an old man.
I think my dog, it was a human at one point. Like he really does sit and understand and like, I feel like I could talk to him and he like really will understand me.
Do you guys want to see something really scary?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back with Jake and Brennan Taylor on Worst First, and I'm going to share something really terrifying with them. Stay tuned.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back. Okay, so we were talking about reincarnation, right? And how possibly your animals could be people, you know, you could, your soul could go in an animal, that kind of thing. So there's this app called Cartoon Me. Have you guys heard of it?
I haven't, no.
So it's this app where you take a picture of yourself and it turns you into a cartoon.
Okay.
And so I was doing it with my husband. And we were like, this is so funny. You know, like, this is great. I love it. Let's try it on the dog. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, it's going to take the dog and turn her into a funny cartoon dog. Instead, it took the dog and made this.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Oh, that's so terrifying.
That is like a nightmare. What do you mean?
I thought it might, and I'll share this with you guys. I think it captured her soul, and it does three different versions of the cartoon. This one's mouth's bleeding.
Oh my God.
And I think it captured her soul of who she was in another life. This old lady.
Oh my God. I can actually see the resemblance.
Old
too.
Lady.
In a way.
Is in the soul. Her soul, I feel like, is in the dog.
Oh my God.
And if this is off of a dog's photo, and why are all the faces like,
have you tried it again and it will do it the same pictures?
I haven't tried it again because I was so freaked out.
Yeah, that's free. The first photo scared me.
Yeah.
It's really disturbing, isn't it? And I'm going to post all these so you guys can see them. But yeah, I mean.
What is this app called?
It's called Cartoon Me. Yeah, and let me know if it does it. Because this is what it typically does. So it shows you as a cartoon in four different ways.
It's usually fun and cute.
It's usually fun and cute. Uh-huh. I think it's actually even by Pixar.
Okay.
Or Disney made the app. And so I was like, let me just do it to my dog and get cute cartoon versions of my dogs. And instead it turned her into this fucking terrifying old woman who looks like she's lived in the plague times.
Oh, yes. Something like that.
So part of me like agrees with you where I think that like, you know, reincarnation is a thing. And then I talk about this all the time on the podcast. And I've had like a medium on where she said that, you know, we do keep coming back to Earth until we learn all the lessons that we've needed to learn. And then once we've learned all the lessons that we needed to learn, then we can move on.
Yeah.
So then we move up to spirit guides. Mm-hmm. Then we move up to angel. You know, it just takes a really long time, you know. But if you don't learn everything that you need to learn while you're here, you got to come back. And, you know, the craziest thing that she told me is that we choose our life.
Really?
So it's so interesting to me because it's like, you know, people that have really hard lives, they chose that. That's what she says, because it's like their soul knows what lessons it needs. Mm. And so it goes, okay, this life will give me those lessons, even though it's going to be really hard.
Right.
You know, and for those of you that are listening to this that are in really tough situations or in really hard, you know, situations, this is a life apparently that you chose because you needed this. You needed to learn these lessons. Your soul needed this.
Yeah. I have a friend who has a disability, and he said, like, I asked him, I was like, how do you feel about this? And he's like, I feel fine. I know God did this to me because he knew I could handle it, basically.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, like, he knew I could handle this more than the normal person could.
What is his disability, if you don't mind me asking?
He suffers with dwarfism.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like, damn, like, that's the realest thing I ever heard, because, like, I don't know if I could, like, seeing him, like, I don't know if I could live like
that.
It's like, that just shows how evolved his soul is, right?
Like, he's
so
got an
his
old soul for sure.
Is so evolved that it was like, okay, I'm so super evolved. This is like another trial for me,
right?
You know, and his looks like he is so evolved in his soul that like he knows like this was specific for him to choose for him. I mean, I know a girl who she's beautiful, like cheerleader, blonde, you know, walking around her whole life, and then went on a ski trip with her parents, and she went off like a kid jump, and she fell the wrong way and she broke her spine. Oh, and she became paralyzed from the neck down for the rest of her life. And I say the same thing to her, and I said, you know, do you ever get angry or resentful or like whatever? And she's the most positive, happy person in the entire world. Like, they told her, you know, you're never going to be able to move your arms. You're never going to be able to, you know, walk. And she can't walk, but she actually did regain, like, some mobility in her arms.
That's awesome.
And she just says, like, no, you know, like, when it happened, like, of course, your first thing is, like, oh, my life is over. But then she's, like, something just happens to you where you you accept mm-hmm. it and you learn to live with it. And she's so happy now. And she's like engaged yeah. and she's like living her best life.
That's crazy. Cause I've seen other people, how like, well, I've watched testimonies about, you know, people that are paraplegics or something like that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are, it seems like happier than the everyday person who mm-hmm. has all their motor functions. And it's because they realize that there's more to life than these material things that we're chasing. Mm-hmm. You start to realize like, oh shit, like, There's more, you know?
There is more. I mean, sometimes it takes, I think, something like that for people to stop.
And wake realize, up and open your eyes, yeah.
And be grateful, you know? Like, there's so many people in the world who have so much money and so many things, and then they wake up every day and they're mad and they want more mm-hmm. and they keep going, well, only if I had this or only if I had that, then I'd be happy. Then I'd be happy. Mm-hmm. But they don't realize, like, that's not where it's coming from.
Right.
Like, it has to come from you, you know?
For sure.
Haven't you kind of felt like that in your life with your own success?
Yeah. Like, where it's never enough. Yeah, all the time. And I think that's something that I suffer with because, you know, I'm extremely blessed to be living the life that I'm living. But yeah, there is times, and I feel like it happens to everyone because I feel like we all just get caught up in our own every single day life that we're like, you know, we're used to the same way we are. Like, for example, you yourself, like you're used to living your life, you know, mm-hmm. like you're used to your status and whatnot, that it almost just kind of seems like nothing anymore to you. But to someone else, it's a huge deal. But to you, it's really nothing. So you forget about the feeling of how long it took you to get to that place, and you forget all that and you just keep wanting more. And I think it's like, it's one of the seven deadly sins. It's the greed, you know?
100%.
And isn't it kind of surreal, as I was thinking about the other day, I was thinking about back in the day when I was 18 and I had $1,000 in my bank mm-hmm. account and I thought I was so rich.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. Same. I had like $3,000 when I was
like,
18. I was
like, I'm rich. Loaded. Yeah. I'm the richest person in the world.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting. Like, I will never forget that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you remember that, you know, too. And I look at people these days and everyone who's struggling, especially like with what's going on. And I'm just like, fuck, like, you just have to be grateful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. it's really... I mean, do you guys think with everything that's happening that the world is going to go back to normal ever? Like, what are your thoughts right now? Because Gavin Newsom just lifted
restaurants
in LA. He just opened up the – is it just restaurants again or is it
I'm not sure, but
I know
restaurants are open.
Yeah.
So everything – so it's kind of interesting. It happened right after Biden got – not to get political,
but it makes zero
sense. But it was just kind of like right after Biden got into presidency, he was like – okay, now everything's back open.
Yeah.
COVID doesn't exist anymore.
And on the news today, they said the CDC said one mask isn't enough to stop COVID anymore.
No.
So you have to wear a double mask, but restaurants are open. It just doesn't make sense to me. But
and by the way, did you guys know those people that wear those neckerchiefs, those masks that are like just neck, they're like whatever.
The scarf.
They actually spread COVID more than protect it, because when you cough, it actually breaks the particles into smaller particles through that neckerchief because it doesn't have any kind of real protection in it. So you really should be wearing an N95 mask if you can. Not going to, you know, force that upon anyone. But yeah, I mean, like, and the thing is, it's so weird, like people who are like COVID deniers, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, have you guys known anyone?
Yeah, I've known people that say it's fake and stuff. But
I also know people that have had it.
Yeah. Did you know anyone passed from it?
I don't.
No one that passed, fortunately.
Yeah. So I only know like two people that have actually died from it. That was my friend's uncle. He passed away from it. And another friend's grandma passed away from it. But that's the only people I know. And they were older, but.
I actually followed this one chick on Instagram. She's like a nurse or something. So she was posting about how she got like vaccinated because she's a nurse. And I mean, I'm not gonna like say like I'm for it or against it or anything, but like in her post, she was talking about how like the vaccination made her feel. One, she has to get two stages of the vaccinations. So it's two different vaccinations that you have to get. And she said the first one for the first few days
made her so sick.
Yes, and made her like fog brain.
My mom got it.
Why would I want to do that?
My mom got the Moderna vaccination. And she called me the day after she got it. And she's like, I feel like the sickest I've been in my whole life. And she couldn't get out of bed.
It's crazy.
And she was like, I feel like I have the gnarliest flu that anyone like could ever give me. And my mom's been a nurse for over 30 years. And she had to call out of work and stay in bed for about a week.
Wow.
And now she's okay. But that was just the first one.
Yeah.
She hasn't even gotten the second one yet, you know?
I honestly don't think like the world can go back to normal. I feel like we're so much smarter as civilians and we're like trying to know the truth about everything that we kind of don't settle for anything, like the aliens. We want to know like the truth about it, you know? And I feel like, I don't know, we don't, I necessarily don't believe half the stuff that the news comes out with, you know what I mean? And I don't know.
No, I totally agree with you.
But think about this. A couple of months ago, TikTok was showing all of the most raw information that you could ever find.
Craziest stuff.
Shit. And then Trump said, we're shutting it down unless you sell it to the United States. And as soon as after that happened, they all fucking disappeared.
It's all gone. All those videos that I saved about like time travel, all kinds of crazy shit. All these documents that were the released CIA documents, all shit all got deleted.
Isn't that kind of strange? Yeah, it's like they don't want us to know, but it's just like at the same time they're being so obvious about everything.
Yeah,
you know, like it's like we can like it's like we're looking at this computer screen, but they're saying, "Oh no, the computer screen is not really there." Yeah. It's like, what do you mean? It's right there, you know? Like we're seeing all this information, but they're denying it.
They're just trying to avoid like mass pandemonium because if our government comes out and says, "Yeah, aliens are real," people will lose their fucking shit, especially like really religious people are going to lose their shit. Yeah. And then like people are just going to have war about it. There was a TikTok that this girl posted and her dad is a retired spy for the U.S. government. And she said to her dad, you know, "Dad, what do you think the next war is going to be?" And he said, "It's going to be a civil war. It's going to be a war here within ourselves at the United States of like, people, you know, I think it's going to be people believing, people not believing, crazy happening.
I truly feel like the government has too much power. Like, you know, like I was just seeing something recently about like Nancy Pelosi buying all these stocks and stuff like for a year in advance and stuff. Like, obviously, it's like insider trading.
That's
it's
the same thing Martha Stewart went to jail for. Yeah. I mean, it's like, people know.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, she bought a bunch of Tesla because of Biden's going to do his electric vehicle thing that he just announced.
She bought it for 2023, like at a $500 point. Like
it's at $900 now. So she's already
making it. So she's already understanding that it's going to either drop or it's going to split again.
Yeah, she bought it that it was going to go up.
Yeah, I don't know what she bought it at. But either way, like it doesn't make sense like that they're like they just have too much power, especially inside. And I feel like that's what's going to cause eventually the civil war is that these people are because I want to revolt, but I'm not going to be the only one, you know.
I mean, look at all those people that went into the Capitol building.
That was
way too easy.
Yeah.
Like but then
you see the conspiracy theories about how they were just basically let in.
Letting them in. Yeah. Like there's the people being like, "Come on in." I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole thing was really
There's a lot of weird shit going on, guys. And I feel like it's just going to keep getting weirder. And I mean, especially like with COVID coming out and then like, you know, there's a new strain every 5 minutes. There's a South African strain. There's a new strain in London that's like way more contagious. I mean, it's just going to be like the flu. You know,
but then you have Miami open and everyone's clubbing out there.
Where does that make sense?
I honestly, this is could be the biggest conspiracy theory, but what if we leave the United States and the world's normal and we've just been like put in this bubble and thinking that COVID exists?
But there is COVID in other places.
I know, I'm just saying. What if that was a conspiracy?
I did see that in Australia they've had no COVID.
They're starting to get some again.
They're starting.
Are they?
Yeah. But they
I was
were
like
the
we
first
should all go to Australia.
They were like the first one who did like the real lockdown, and then they had no cases, but then it started coming back.
Yeah, they really just got to stop people from traveling. That would be like the best
way
to
stop
it. If
they did just close all the travel for like 2 months.
If they just shut down the world for 2 weeks, it would be gone.
Completely. And we're the worst here in California because everyone just leaves to go party.
And no one listens.
No.
And I mean, also just in America, no one listens. Yeah. We're like, my rats, my guns, my this. Like,
well,
we don't.
Another thing is like I know so many people that literally will just fly to Miami to party, then fly back to California, and like they're probably bringing the virus, or they'll go to Tulum, Mexico. You know, and like I have so many people that, and they don't like they say that in LA you have to do a quarantine for 10 days when you come,
like,
but no one's actually doing it because I know friends who go straight from Mexico to here and they're out, you know, walking the streets.
It's such a shame. Like, I have a friend who literally sends me video every night of him at like a rager.
It's crazy
in LA.
Yeah, they still
like
have
a house party with like hundreds of people with no masks on and just bumping, and I'm like, why are you there? And he's like, I'm immune. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, who knows like what to believe. I mean, I truly do believe that COVID was created as, you know, biological warfare. Like, it was created be something, and it probably wasn't even finished and it just accidentally got out.
Well,
someone
they were saying
working
in the beginning
on it
that it was patented.
Yeah,
patented. Yeah, like there's a, you can look it up, like coronavirus patent. Like, And you can only patent something that's man-made. So why is there a patent on the coronavirus?
That's so fucked
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
And you can look it up because it's public information.
My brain can't even handle it.
I don't know. We'll go into a spiral hole of...
We're just getting into like such a dumb...
We're like conspiracy theories now.
I should just change my podcast to like worst first conspiracy theory.
There you go. What's like, the worst one you've
I mean,
heard?
But it's almost like when do you draw the line between it being a conspiracy theory and it being real? Like it's like, you know, there's just so much we don't know.
Yeah. I'm definitely scared for the upcoming months because I just feel like, you know... Like, you know, people are getting smarter and the government is just being more blatantly obvious with things. And, you know, if it just disappears like that, like,
yeah,
everyone's going to be pissed because look how much money everyone has lost and not made. And, you know,
I don't think it's
going to
disappear.
Now, did you hear about those apps called Parler? There is Parler and there is another app called Signal. Parler was this app that was like unbiased, like anything goes on there. Like you can make your own and you can just like talk about whatever you want. And people follow it and stuff. So like it's unbiased by like TV or anything like that, and they shut it down. Like Biden shut it down, or I don't know, someone did right when the inauguration happened. So like the app's offline and you can't even use it anymore. So just like weird stuff like that, like
because people
no
were
sense.
On there talking about
like real stuff.
They
I heard a lot of stuff about like censorship. There was like a lot of censorship stuff about freedom of speech and like that people weren't having their freedom of speech because like if you were to talk about COVID or something and like say something fake, you know, like they would pop up on Instagram like this is fact truth. Or,
that yeah. happens. All the time.
So it's like they're taking away our freedom of speech by not allowing us to say what we want. So I guess that app just allows you to say whatever you want. It doesn't block anything. And like, so they took it down.
They shut it down. Wow. Yeah. Apple Store took it off like it was
crazy.
App
Store.
So yeah. my doctor's in Tarzana and he's a really good doctor and he has had like over 100 patients with COVID and he's treated all of them and none of them have died. And he came up with like the perfect combination of things to treat them and he posted it on Facebook. And he got banned from Facebook.
No way.
He was like, attention, other doctors. Like, this is what I've been using for my patients. And almost all of his patients are elderly. I'm like his youngest patient. And he hasn't lost one person to COVID. Wow. And he had come up with this perfect combination of different things. And he posted it on Facebook to tell other doctors. And they banned him from Facebook.
Wow. Well, that's like something similar to, I don't know if you ever heard of him. Nipsey Hussle was actually making a documentary about him, but his name is Dr. Sebi.
And, oh, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah, so he was this guy who was a really genius man and he believed in like, you know, not traditional medicine, but like real herbs and stuff like that to heal you and such. And he was always a big believer in saying like, never eat cauliflower because it's man-made. If it's not
cauliflower's
green,
man-made.
Yeah, if it's not green, doesn't come from like the earth. Like it's white, which means they man-made it they man-made the seeds, which then grow from the earth, obviously, but it's not really a real thing. Anyways, he found the cure to HIV, right? He published that he found the cure to HIV in the New York Times, and the government came and sued him because he was putting false information out there. And he was like, it's not false information. He brought all the people that he cured of HIV into the court, won the case that he actually did cure it. A couple weeks later, ends up dead. Once they found out that he actually knew the cure and that he could save people.
Yeah, and then Nipsey Hussle was doing
a documentary about
it,
him.
And then he ended up dead.
Dead.
Big Pharma is the scariest.
So terrifying.
Because they want to keep people sick.
Yeah, like there's definitely been a cure for cancer out there that they won't tell people.
Big Pharma wants to keep people sick. I mean, there was also that story of this guy, and I'm going to butcher this, but people can look this up, is the guy who created a cure to the like opioid epidemic for people that are heroin addicts.
Oh, really?
That like the needles now that are to be made, once you inject it, it goes inside and breaks, so you can't use it again. So that like lessens the spread of HIV, AIDS, and also like helps end the opioid epidemic if people keep using these needles, right? So he created this needle that like once you use it, you can't use it again. And so he went and got it patented, and this big pharmaceutical company went to him and was like, oh my God, we want to help you. We want to help you end the opioid epidemic. We want to buy your patent. We're going to distribute it worldwide. And he was a user himself, so he ended up coming clean. And, you know, this was like a way that he like helped get over it. He was a scientist as well. And so he thought like, oh my God, I'm doing such a good thing. Like they're going to buy it and then they're going to distribute it. They bought the patent from him and destroyed it.
What? That's crazy.
And then he killed himself. He overdosed.
No
he killed
way.
Himself because like – they don't want you to get better. I mean, mm-hmm. then I'll even say this because I'm on an antidepressant. I've been on it since I was 16, okay? I started – when I first got put on it, I was put on it because I was cutting and I was really depressed when I was younger. And so they put me on this antidepressant called Effexor, XR, okay? I started taking it. First couple weeks, I didn't really notice anything. And then, like, slowly I noticed that, like, you know, I was less depressed. I wasn't as anxious, that kind of thing. But I didn't really realize, like, what it was doing to my brain. Fast forward a couple years later, I was like, you know, I want to try to get off of it. I want to see how I am now because I'm happy. I felt like I wasn't happy because I was where I was in my life and, like, the situation, my environment. So I was like, I wanted to get off of it. So it was like, I got put on it at 16. At like 26, I slowly weaned myself off of it. I worked with my psychiatrist. I did what was called a Prozac bridge because this is one of the hardest antidepressants to get off of. Basically, your brain starts like zapping itself and then you get really dizzy, you throw up, like all this stuff. It's I've had friends that were on heroin that were on also Effexor, and they said Effexor withdrawal was worse than heroin. So I'm weaning myself down. I'm using 10 milligrams of Prozac with it as I take the beads out to help balance so that my brain doesn't, like, you know, get all weird because your brain's used to receiving the serotonin, right? So I finally, after a year weaning down, I took an entire year to wean down. I got off of it, right, completely. Then I stopped taking the Prozac within a week. And then a week later is when I told you I couldn't walk straight. I couldn't, like, leave my house. I was shaking all the time. And before I was on this antidepressant, I wasn't shaking all the time.
Yeah.
I had panic attacks, like, maybe, like, once or twice a month, but I wasn't having them every day.
Right.
I was having, like, 15 panic attacks a day.
Wow.
No matter what I ate, what I drank, when I moved, I was shaking mm-hmm. like a leaf. And I called my doctor, and I was like, what is going on? He's like, well, give it 2 weeks, see what happens, right? 2 weeks later, same thing. I was taking Benadryl, like, by the bucket loads just to calm my nerves because my fight or flight was so intense. And I couldn't leave my house. I couldn't function. And I was not like that before I got on it. And so I did an entire year off of this drug, okay, hoping that my brain would heal itself, you know, taking nothing, just, you know, Benadryl for shaking.
Reset.
You know, learn to create its serotonin again. It never got better. And I ended up, like I said, so that was when I was doing my vines, and then I ended up becoming successful on Vine, and I had to go to meetings and meet people and do shows and things like that. I was throwing up, and, like, so my anxiety was so bad, and I was never that way mm-hmm. before. You know, I went to school for years before without, you know, throwing up and stuff. And so I gave in and got back on it. And guess what? Within 2 weeks of being back on it,
you're fine.
They make these drugs so that you're stuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't make them because they want you to be better forever. Right. They want you to be better, but also stuck.
Yeah,
so they're formulated so that it doesn't cure you, that you need it. So you have to pay for it forever to keep put money mm-hmm. in Big Pharma's pocket. What would it be worth if you got better?
Right.
If you didn't have to take that drug your whole life, you know? And I buy brand, so... Because for some reason, the generic for me isn't as good. It makes mm-hmm. me sick. Brand is $400 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because insurance doesn't cover it. So if they aren't getting that from me every month, what would they do for the rest of their lives? That's all they care about.
It's so corrupt. It's crazy.
They don't care about healing you.
No,
they don't want you to be better.
That's like my grandma. Like, she suffers from dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, it was just the start of it. And, like, we took her to the doctors and stuff, and she had to start getting like a lot of different medications for it. And the medications have drastically, like,
aged her,
like, her dementia. Like, she's literally was perfectly fine up 2 months ago. And
yeah,
then
we see her, like, it's my mom, my uncle, and my sister, her sister. So we all do like a month and take care of my grandma. So we won't see her for like 2 months because she's with other family. And then we see her and she looks like 5 years older within like 2 months.
She doesn't remember like anything now.
Like 100 times worse than she was.
And then the medicine will make her, one of the medicines that she takes makes her super drowsy. And
or sleep all day.
Yeah, and if she doesn't take this medicine, she has to take this one. And then it's just like, it's killing her.
It's like she would have been better just not taking anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they diagnosed her with dementia and then put her on the meds, and then all of a sudden she declined.
And all of a sudden now she's getting worse.
Yeah, like,
and worse.
She wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
And then the moment she got on it, it just went straight down.
It's crazy.
I just don't, you know, and it's really sad to me because it all, like you said, comes down to greed. And I don't know how those people sleep at night.
I don't either.
I really don't. I mean, they, in their cushy mansions and, you know, they're so wealthy. The people that are behind all the pharmaceuticals, they're some of the wealthiest people in the world.
Yeah.
But they, like, they keep you sick, right, you know?
I don't even know, like, what has to happen for, like, it almost needs, we need, like, a modern day Paul Revere to come out and, you know, and stop these big pharmas and all that, you know, because I don't know what it's going to have to happen.
Stop formulating drugs that hurt people.
That are, like, killing people, yeah.
Effexor is actually banned in Canada. Wow. It's banned in a lot of other countries because of what it does to you. Like, you get stuck on it. Uh-huh. And eventually, I'm scared they're going to ban it in the US. And then what am I going to do? Go through, like, the gnarliest withdrawal of my life and never be normal again.
Right. You know, like, what I mean? Like OxyContin, right?
Yeah.
Like, same thing with that. Like, they were giving it to everyone for basically free in the beginning. And then they slowly just stopped. And now people were trying to, like, get it, pay for it. Then that's how drug addicts became.
It's the opioid epidemic's insane. I mean, it's all insane, to be honest. Like, it's like, you know, it's crazy just the way the world is. And all you can do is just be careful. Like, I tell all my listeners, the people who are depressed and they haven't ever been on an antidepressant, I'm like, do everything, try everything you can before you get on one. And then, like, the most gentle ones are Prozac and, like, Lexapro. Like, those are probably the most gentle ones that are easy to get off of if you're, you know, you don't want to be on it eventually. Like, those ones are the ones, only ones that I've heard that people don't have the hardest time getting off of. But pretty much all the other ones, it's like a fucking nightmare. Yeah. So I always suggest people just try the alternative route, you know, 5-HTP, SAMe, try. And I wish I knew these things back then. I didn't know, you know, my parents didn't know. So, yeah, fuck. I mean, worst firsts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Worst first everything. Oh my God. You guys, thank you so much
for
being on the pod. And make sure to follow them and check out their podcast, Share Your Scare, because I know my audience loves scary shit. So it's like, fuck, they're going to totally love Share Your Scare. And to follow you guys, Jake and Brendan Taylor, you guys have separate accounts on Instagram. Follow you guys on Instagram. I'm going to put their handles below and tag them. I'm also going to share those scary photos of my dog that I showed them.
Oh, it's going to give me
the
nightmares.
The Cartoon Me app. Very terrifying. Try it with your animals and tag me and let me know if it does the same thing. You guys try it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, but also, so thank you guys so much for being here. Make sure to check out my episode of Share Your Scare on their podcast. And take care of yourself, guys. Be safe. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.